Took Bois Liberté, a six-piece traditional Haitian roots band, a calling upon the spirits here in Paris. Lead singer Saint-Baton d'Orville brings the drummers and two dancers onto the stage, playing a conch shell known as a lanbi. It symbolises how enslaved Haitians in the fields and forests of what was known as Saint-Domingue, under French rule, heard the rallying call to action and set out to free themselves and form a new nation. They gained their independence from France in 1804. The band play what's known as musique racine or roots music, a Haitian genre inspired by traditional rural voodoo rhythms and foreign influences like reggae. Rhythms, songs and dances that were born in Africa and replanted in Haiti. Lead singer Saint-Baton d'Orville's songs express the suffering but also the life force of the Haitian people. As he told us, the band's name, Chouk Bois Liberté, meaning bowl of the tree of freedom, is also steeped in history. It was inspired by Toussaint Louverture, the son of an educated slave who became a leader of the Haitian independence movement during the French Revolution.
Okay, le nom du groupe, ça vient de la parole que Toussaint avait prononcée.
The band's name comes from what Toussaint Louverture said. By toppling me, they only knocked down the trunk of the tree of the freedom of black people. It will grow again from its roots, for they are deep and numerous. We're ambassadors of voodoo, and we're carrying that message on. In the Gonaïve, where we come from, we play the Dika rhythm. It's the sacred heritage passed down by our ancestors.
So the songs that you sing and dance to on this album, it's your first album, it's called C'est nous qui là, we're still here in English. Tell us where these songs come from.
Les chansons que vous écoutez là sur mon album, c'est vraiment l'inspiration personnelle à moi-même.
The songs on the album come from inside. It's as if I knew them already. They're part of this sacred heritage. The spirits come forward and show me the way. Then I find the words, extraordinary words that carry our voodoo messages.
So one song I'd like us to listen to, it's called Neg Haïtienne.
Nous c'est neg haïtien nou ye, petit Lago, petit Congo yo, petit Dahomey. Oh oui, bon Dieu pas nous, c'est l'Éternel.
Oh
lo oum, oh mon Dieu.
Maou,
yeah.
Yazi Bongwe.
Neg Haïtien talks about how we're all Haitian Negroes. We're all the children of Nago, the nation, and the kingdom of Dahomey, that's Benin. I talk about people like Jean-Jacques Dessalines, François Macandal, Capois Lamo, all these people that fought for Haiti's independence. I wrote the song to continue our demands for recognition.
Saint-Baton, is this music very, very popular in Haiti?
En Haïti, c'est pas vraiment explosé.
We haven't really taken off in Haiti. A lot of people play these drums, but the standard isn't very high. But we've composed our own original music to take out to the world.
And so you believe that this music can travel to countries which have completely different traditions? I know you've given us a concert in Amsterdam, in Brussels, you're performing in Paris. You believe that you have a public outside of Haiti?
I'm very happy to be able to play here. With new technology like internet, people back in Haiti are going to be able to see what we managed to do with voodoo here in Europe. So it's encouraging me to try even harder to bring Vodou, the demands of the Haitian people, and the situation of black people in general to audiences here. Lots of bands played before us, but those bands had electric instruments like drum machines. But we only used drums, maracas, and a little metal rod that I tap on. We managed to capture the audience with just those few things.
Debut album, C'est nous qui là, We're Here, was produced by Michael Vautech, a music and producer from Belgium. He first fell under the band's charm in the spring of 2013, and they went on to record the album in the field in Petite Rivière Bayonnais, the remote village of drum maker Charles Simé.
The second time I visited Haiti, I met this very band, Choubois Liberté, and at the very first notes they played for me, I fell in love with the music. I had really this feeling. I didn't know anything about this music. It was so strong, so intense. I suggested that we work together, because if we would have waited for the providential producer, maybe we would still be waiting. Yeah. And at that moment, I told them, listen, guys, we have to record a CD. We have to record this CD in Haiti, and especially in the place where the drum maker Charles Simé lives, the guy who made all the drums. We need a spiritual place. And 1 year later, we did it.
Let's listen to another song. It's called Jimo Marasa.
Jimo Marasa is a sacred spirit. Jimo are the twins. It's about Haitian mothers and fathers. The father has no job, and the mother goes to the market to sell things, leaving her twins at home. They're crying from hunger. She spends all day at the market, but she sells nothing. So she goes back home with empty hands.
So it's recounting daily life in a village in Haiti?
It's like that in the Gonaïve. There's no work, and people are too poor to send their children to school. People who know Haiti and its culture can identify with this song. When there are traditional gatherings, I'm always waiting to be asked to play with the band, but it doesn't happen very often. We're excluded in a way. Even if everyone practices Vodou at every level of society, people criticize it. And yet, Vodou is purer than the other religions. Vodou is about unity. It's incredible. There's a spirit of communion, of sharing, and dignity that you don't find anywhere else.
Miguel, do you feel saddened about what Sabaton was saying, that in fact they're not encouraged to play very much, they feel a bit rejected musically in Haiti? Have you sensed that?
I think it's a little bit the same problem everywhere. It's the war against this mainstream American rap, for instance, and commercial music. That's the point. But on the other hand, it's true that everywhere when I see them playing in Haiti, directly people arrive, people come, listen to the songs, and are very enthusiastic. But in a way, it's difficult because Haiti is very poor, and so I think almost all activity that you can have won't bring that much financial feedback.
Miguel, What is the next step for this band?
So we have a very big news now to announce. The band was selected to play Womex 2015. It's the biggest fair trade for world music, and this year it will be in Budapest. And so the band will be back in October. And this is really, really great. This band is maybe the only one, I don't know, that plays a real roots music. All the other ones are like in Peter Gabriel, kind of, you know? And that's, I think, that's really a huge achievement. So I think summer 2016, you can prepare yourself to see the band in all festivals.
Miguel. Thank you. And Choukbois Liberté, thank you very much.
Merci aussi.